Is it possible? This thing I said is very, very iffy, no? This young lady here is anti-religion, anti-metaphysics, and all that. Explain it to her. What did I say? I said the master. This is like magic, right? This is how we tell our stories, because we want to express something. So master is the one that is not known. It's beyond the knowledge, because he is beyond the logic. He has been transformed to something else. Therefore, the guy, unknowingly, you're alive and unique. You know that iPod, you reach down, there is an iPod, you hand it to you, without looking at it. The question is, she asked, is this possible? Show me something like that. See, she didn't, that six-year-old boy said, excuse me, I was following you, but now I started to be confused. What is this nonsense you're talking about? Could you defend me here? Thank God I'm not counting on you.
When you're a child and you look at your parents, you don't understand them, or even a teenager. Anybody who's beyond you in experience and consciousness.
The guy is whispering in my ears, this lady has some family problem, is really. It's simpler than that. Because we told you how master is, didn't we? You have heard it, all of you. Maybe you and you haven't heard it. The rest of you, you have heard it before. Master is like a mirror. Mirror doesn't know what picture is giving to you. You will find your picture in the mirror. Because mirror does something very simple. Mirror never tries to show you your picture, does it? Mirror doesn't give a damn about you, really. That's why it is mirror. Mirror has stopped showing off itself. That's what mirror does. Mirror does not show itself. Are you listening? Huh? When the show off is not there, that stuff is like a mirror. It doesn't need to look at you and realize you and give you your picture. Mirror is doing its job. Master is like a mirror. Therefore, anyone will see its own picture in it. All the followers of the master, they are following their own transformation indeed. The master is not busy with that. That's the difference between master and teacher. Because teacher is trying to explain something as I'm doing. Master is not like this. Master is exceptional. Mirror is good, so that you know, yes, it's possible that everybody will receive whatever needs without that source paying attention to it. That source is just a mirror. Therefore, all these logics we're talking about, these are the work of the teacher, right? What would master do differently?
Take the books and throw them in the water.
Exactly. If it is needed, if he's facing Shams, right. If he's facing you, he will not do that. That's the truth.
In one, he said, you are the master because you know the master. Be a man and be not subject to men. Go, take your own head, and be not one whose head is turning. In one he said, all this is one. Whoever sees two is a squint-eyed man again.
What is this? Look at it carefully. This verse is different, right? He didn't say the other one was bullshit, right? Suddenly he stopped and he told you something. Who is this fellow? I just mean, this is
the master.
This is Rumi. Rumi himself.
Maulana.
Yes. This is Maulana. Because we heard about it, you remember? There was one word Ahwal. This is one word that Rumi will repeat.
Yeah.
The guy crossed eyes. Cheshish chapushu, chapu. Means somebody who looks at one thing but sees two things. This was the base of all of this. Duality. Rumi will say, duality is the problem. You have to learn the state of unification and unity. Then you're saved. How do we know it's Rumi? I know because it's Ahwal, is there, the word is the key for me. But let's see. This was the first verse that he didn't say, let go of that one and this one, right? Okay, up front to that, listen, there is no difference. Both are the same. If you think they are two, then you are crossed eyes. Then, next verse.
In one he said, how should 100 be one? He who thinks this is surely mad.
Who is this? Rumi. Remember, only in the state of junoon and craziness you will understand what we are saying, because we are talking opposite of logic. Therefore, this one who will say something else actually is confirming it in a way. That you know how? Somehow like this. You know what? These two are one? Oh, 100 could be one. You know how? Oh, look at it from the eye of Majnun, the crazy fellow. Then?
The doctrines, every one, are contrary to each other. How should they be one? Are poison and sugar one?
Now we will bring in the main question and we will simplify it. Oversimplification is the sweet and poison. And I say, wait a minute. How could all these be the same? One was opposite of the other one. This is like saying that the medicine and poison are the same. How could we say that? This is the verse you should remember. Loud and clear.
Until you pass beyond poison and sugar, how will you catch a scent of unity and oneness?
Here we say, this is the conclusion. To understand the beautiful garden of unity, you have to go beyond sugar and poison. Why did he choose with him all this stuff around? Why is he choosing the sweet and the poison? Yeah.
Because they appear to be opposite. Because they...
That's for my question. My question is, for opposite we have so many examples. Why he will conclude everything in this?
Because poison is deceit, and sugar is beauty, is sweetness.
You don't have a problem. Because you didn't even look at it. Do you remember the life? Life starts with one simple judgment. What is life? Life is a system. A system with a gate, right? A control gate. To let something in and not let the other stuff in. What is this? The living creature knows that outside there is poison and there is sugar.